Now, people in Bahrain have held fresh protests demanding the cancellation of the Formula One Grand Prix 1 week ahead of the sports event. Anti-regime protesters took to the streets in several areas across the Persian Gulf Kingdom. The demonstrators described Bahrain as an occupied country and slammed the hosting of the Formula One race as a failed attempt to restore Manama's international image. Anti-regime protests flare up every year ahead of the major sports event. Manama hopes the event will highlight progress and improvements in the country's human rights situation. The 2011 race was cancelled amid a heavy crackdown on pro-democracy protests in the kingdom, which has left many people dead. Well, for more on this, let's go to London and talk to Jalal Firouz, former Bahraini MP. Welcome to the programme, sir. Mr. Firouz, why do you think the Bahraini regime wants this international tournament to be held? And so why do you think demonstrations and pressure by the people could force this tournament to be cancelled?
Well, the Bahraini regime tries to show a false face of Bahrain, showing that Bahrain is calm and it's taking into its own land. The F1 over the past few years, whenever F1 was organized in Bahrain, you would see Bahrain as besieged by all the army, and whoever was guest of the F1 from outside Bahrain, they kept them from going to the areas, of course, all over Bahrain, where there were demonstrations. Over the past 2 years, several people have been jailed, arrested because they were against the F1. Some of the F1 employees, the racetrack employees, who were sacked because they were active in the demonstrations, they have not been returned back to their jobs. And of course, today you can see the demonstrations started chanting anti-F1 in Bahrain. And in Britain, there was a decision by the national normalizing that the F1 has to respect the human rights framework of the Bahrain or anywhere it is running a race. And this was agreed between the Americans for Democracy and Human Rights of Bahrain and the racetrack of F1, that it has to respect the human rights issue in Bahrain. And you could see that this should reflect on the race in Bahrain. Of course, probably the race will go on, but the people will have their talk to the international media who will be present during the F1.
And we know that day by day, more and more political figures and activists are being arrested and detained. Why isn't any human rights organization doing anything about this amid the silence of the international community?
This is an ordeal really being lived these days, because if you can see how atrocities are being committed against the Yemeni people, and the United Nations is keeping mum about it. The same thing happens. Geneva Convention condemns the human rights violations in Bahrain, but it doesn't have any teeth. It doesn't have any executive hand to stop the atrocities. And the regime in Bahrain doesn't care about the international human rights organizations these days. You could see that the International Federation just 2 days ago, and they have condemned the abduction and arrest of the very famous human rights activist Nabil Rajab, who has been part of the negotiation with the F1 management to respect the human rights. But of course, nowadays, because the United States and the United Kingdom are in the sides of the Bahraini regime, then you wouldn't expect that the Bahraini regime will stop the violations.
All right, Jalal Firouz, former Bahraini MP from London. Thanks for your time there, sir.